Good morning, a Wednesday morning. That means Miles Reed. He is the editor of the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Miles.
Good morning, David. Happy spring.
Happy spring to you. And it will feel a little more spring-like today. To this first story about Ballston Spa. There were village elections yesterday. What happened in Ballston Spa?
So it looks like for the first time in decades, the Democrats are going to control the village board. So in yesterday's village elections, there were two seats up on the village board for trustees, and there were two Republicans running against two Democrats, and the two Democrats prevailed. The two women, Christine Fitzpatrick and Liz Cormos. And what's notable about this is that with their victories, they joined two other seated members already on the village board who are Democrats too. So they will finally have four Democrats on the five-member board, and they will control for the first time. And this election comes on the heels of some really scathing state financial audits of the village's finances and very critical of the previous administrations with the Republican mayor and also the Republican-controlled village board. So these two candidates, their whole platform and their campaign was to talk about transparency and accountability in terms of handling the finances with the village. So it looks like their plea to the voters prevailed in taking this victory. At the same time yesterday, a Republican was elected as mayor, so he'll be the lone Republican on the village board of trustees. He's a newcomer, a gentleman, Larry Wilbright. He's a retired Siena College bio professor. And so he won against a very unsupported, unparty-backed candidacy by a former mayor. And what Wilbright is saying is that despite the difference in the parties, he's pledged certainly to work with the Democrats on the village board. And it's a whole group of people who were elected yesterday who were part of a process that started last fall to try to get on top of some of these financial issues that forced the village to have to borrow money the last 3 years just to pay its bills. So it's a bunch of newcomers, and they're all making a big effort to try to get on top of these financial problems.
From Ballston Spa to Clifton Park, you have a story about three young men hiking on Giant Mountain who had to be rescued.
So this is the latest in this sort of what seems like a never-ending series of stories that we do about concerns up in the Adirondacks about hiker overuse. But most recently this winter, some of the concerns have been that there are too many unprepared hikers up in the high peaks especially. And this past weekend, the DEC Rangers were called to Giant Mountain, which is one of the most popular high peaks. It's just off exit 30 on the Northway, so it's easy to get to. Anyway, they were called because there was a report of three young men, and they were lost up on Giant. And this is a steep, arduous hike up there, and especially this time of year. It's very snowy, icy. And these three guys, unfortunately, they didn't even have boots or crampons or anything. They were just wearing sneakers. And that was one of the most alarming things. So there's a positive outcome in that the Rangers went up there and started looking for them around 3:30, and they were able to locate them by about almost 6 o'clock. And they were in decent condition, but they were very tired. But again, the most big concern here on the part of DEC Rangers is that these guys were wearing sneakers. And at this time of year, the DEC mandates that on any of these trails that people need to either have snowshoes or skis. And with those snowshoes, what they're saying is you need to have waterproof boots and good socks, and you need to be prepared overall with plenty of provisions with water and flashlights and food. And these young men, unfortunately, were not prepared. As I said, it was a good outcome, but the real red flag here was that DEC seeing folks, you know, going in the woods with sneakers at this time of year is a little baffling to them. And earlier this winter, they did start a program, DEC did, with a couple of different hiker advocacy groups where they're doing education at the trailheads, trying to talk to hikers who are going in to make sure that they have what they need to have. And obviously, their efforts haven't hit everybody yet, but it's an ongoing process. They're just trying to get people more prepared so they don't have to have as many of these search and rescues, which every weekend these days, and even during the week, they're having these search and rescues. And the DEC Rangers are just saying it's just too taxing. And the best thing they can think of at this point is to get more education.
Well, and if you listen to WAMC, you'll undoubtedly hear every time we talk about temperatures that it's at least 10 to 15 degrees cooler in the mountainous locations than it is in the valleys. And that's one sign that you need to dress appropriately whenever you head up to the mountains.
Yeah, and it can turn treacherous very quickly, even on a nice day. Today's going to be a nice sunny day, but you know, as soon as the sun goes down especially, it still gets very bitter up in the mountains.
Very quickly. We've been speaking with Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette. He joins us on Wednesdays. Miles, thank you.
Thanks, David.